We've been looking at the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in relation with ayah 110 of Suratul Bani Israel or Suratul Isra, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قُلْ ادْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوِ ادْعُوا الرَّحْمَنَ عَيَّامًا تَدْعُوا فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Say, O Muhammad, call upon Allah or call upon the Rahman, whichever you call upon, he has the best of names. We've associated it with the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, تَخَلُّكُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus we've been looking at each of the attributes with its theoethics, its psychoethics and socioethics. Today we will look at the two attributes of Allah that generally are put together, which are al-mubdi', the originator, and al-mu'id, the restorer. Let's look at a reference from the Quran first. In Surah Al-Buruj, this is Surah number 85, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah 13 says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, innahu huwa yubdi'u wa yu'id. Indeed, it is He who originates and who reproduces. So let's look at Al-Mubdi first. Allah, in essence, is the originator of all. He creates without model or material. We talked about this when we talked about Al-Khaliq, the creator. In the beginning, before time or space, Allah existed. There was no one other than He, none who could profit or hurt Him. There were no models to be nor material to make them from, to manifest His existence, to make known His perfection, to make felt His love. He created creation and produced the first model. In Hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I wish to be known and therefore I created. So, in order that creation continues, He made each original creation a means of perpetuating its own kind in accordance with causes, conditions, and the orders, the canons of divine order, which He also created. Linguistically, the root word of this attribute means to start, to begin, to initiate. So, when you think of Al-Mubdi', is to think of one who brought the cosmos into being without a prior model. One who initiates the giving to and assistance of his abd, proving himself as the best one to have tawakkal on. Psychoethically, when we apply this to ourselves, then we must be able to understand our origins. How from nothing did we and everything else come to be, and all the other creations that live, that grow, that see, hear, everything in its perfect order. It is this attribute that is able to instill in us that no one or nothing is responsible for all that exists. And therefore the attributing of a partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a thought that doesn't even cross the mind. It also serves to inspire in one an analytic mind. When we see the effects of a situation that we do not understand, than to go back to the original cause, to see what caused it, to be able to unravel secrets, to be able to solve problems. And then when we've tried our best and cannot go any further, then to trust the first cause, the originator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to go back to Him and place it at His feet. To know that when you've tried your best, then the originator has a beautifully well-organized dynamic. Knowing that the circumstance that you're in is working towards your best and most appropriate end. There is no when to that. There is no if to that. There is only it is to that. Therefore, Abdul Mubdi is one who is a witness to the beginning of everything. If someone is uncertain of a decision which he's about to take, recite this name 1,000 times and you'll be able to decide correctly. If a pregnant woman fears a miscarriage, then she should put her right hand on her stomach and recite this name 99 times daily to keep her baby safe, inshallah. Well, let's now look at Al-Mu'id, the one who restores or reproduces. Linguistically, the root word of this attribute means to return or to go back. When we ask to go back to the Kaaba, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say, Ya Rabbi, we plead to you to grant us a return to your house. That is to go back to the Kaaba after having visited it or after having been there. A person who is mu'id is one who is knowledgeable of certain topics. Remember, the word al-ma'ad means the day of judgment. And according to one hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, and make my abode in the hereafter good, for to it shall I return. It is narrated that Jibreel asked the Prophet ﷺ once, O Muhammad, do you have a sentimental feeling for your place of birth, to your homeland? And the Prophet ﷺ answered in the affirmative, whereupon Jibreel quoted Ayah 85 of Surah number 28, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna alladhi farada alayka al-Qur'ana la radduka ila ma'ad. Most surely he who made the Qur'an binding on you will bring you back to your destination. It is Al-Mu'id who brings life back to the dead. He gathers all beings for the day of judgment. He lifts the veils from them, and he rewards or punishes them according to their actions. When we apply Al-Mu'id to ourselves, then we ought to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding everything. We have to bear in mind that Allah originated Al-Mubdi when we were nothing at all. And it is He who determines our destiny, and it is to Him that our return will be. On the Day of Judgment, He will recreate all creatures, perfect to the detail of their fingerprints, and return their souls, their nafs, to them. See, psychoethically, when we look at both these names, if you look at the beginning and the end, if we look at our end, then we know that our gaze is fixed at the world beyond. But those who look at the beginning are more elect. They say, what need is there for us to look at the end? If we sow wheat at the beginning, it's not barley that will grow. If I know that my intentions, and I know that my actions are to the best of my ability correct, then the result, the consequences, will surely be good. The beginning and the end work like that. There are some people who do not look at the beginning or the end. They are absorbed too much in worldly things. They are exceedingly heedless. And these are those who have gone astray. So when we think of Al-Mubdi and we think of Al-Mu'id, this is what we're looking at. Everything will be reproduced. Everything has a beginning. All our actions begin with an intention. And then we see these intentions come to life, however hard we try to cover them up. So therefore, Abdul Mu'id then is the one who helps in the recreation of things that are right, helping to maintain the recreated and the recurrent. If you lose something, or someone, you cannot find someone, then recite Al-Mu'id 77 times on the four walls of the house in the quiet of the night after everyone has gone to sleep. And the person who has disappeared or the object lost will return to the household, inshallah ta'ala.